Christians recognize that Jesus' call to a life of justice flows in the Old Testament tradition, in which prophets spoke God's word of righteous living to a people who had received God's saving deeds. Our reading this morning comes from the book of Micah, chapter 6, beginning with the 6th verse. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before God with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? The Lord has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. The word of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to begin my sermon this morning again with another Martin Luther quote. This one comes from the preface of his New Testament writings. Luther writes, "Faith is not the human notion and dream that some people call faith. Oh, it is a living, busy, active, mighty thing, this faith. It is impossible for it to do good, to be doing good works incessantly. It is impossible for it not to be doing good works incessantly." The gifts of baptism invite us into a life of faith in a journey of ever-deepening discipleship. This Spirit-guided journey helps us along the way and is filled, overflows with God's grace as we are called, gathered, and sustained in the waters of baptism, in the promises God makes to us in our own baptisms and new life in Christ. And so, through the past couple weeks, we've been exploring these promises, these gifts that we've made and entered into covenant with God, beginning with the gift of people living amongst God's faithful people. Secondly, the transformative, tangible gifts of word and meal, to hear the word of God and to share in the Lord's Supper. Third, the gift of witnessing God's activities in our lives, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ in word and deed. And last week, we learned about the gift of serving others. Serve all people in the likeness of Christ. This morning we take a look at that fifth and final gift, to strive for justice and peace on earth. Now you might be wondering, how in the world is this a gift? This justice and peace, to strive for justice and peace, an unending, exhausting task that might make you uneasy just hearing the words. It also might be keeping you up at night after seeing again the news filled with angst. Justice, a loaded term that brings up all kinds of emotions, both good and bad. Peace, a seemingly impossible idea that has been reduced to a pageant's desire for the world. Yet, the very things we promise in our baptisms to strive for in our daily lives as baptized children of God. God has created all things. And God continues to create all things. All of existence, and God created it good and continues to create it good. As humans, we are created in God's image. Therefore, God loves each and every person, and we are called to do likewise. 1 John 4, verse 11, the epistle writes, "Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another." Now let's be honest here, have an honest moment with each other. We all have those people in our lives, acquaintances, maybe not, those who we consider unlikable, those who are unlovable, those who maybe we just can't stand outright stand at all. And even more honestly, sometimes we are those people. But nevertheless, this does not make anyone unloved. It doesn't make anyone without value in God's eyes. In fact, in God, it is the opposite. God boldly loves every person, despite our actions, despite their actions. God loves them, period. So what's this business to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? To strive is an act of intentionality, one with purpose and determination for the purpose of experiencing and living out, even if it's just a glimpse, the baptismal promise of justice and peace in a broken and hostile world. 1 Corinthians 12, "But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way." Brothers and sisters, our task is to strive in love. God does the rest. To strive for justice. Justice in the Bible is rooted in God's actions toward humanity. God is a just God, establishing a right relationship with God's people. That is, you, me, all of humankind. Therefore, justice is less a goal and more an orientation that affects how we relate to others. It's an orientation of how we relate to others. And to strive for peace. Peace is often thought of as a world without war or conflict. But the truth is, peace is so much more than that. In our liturgy, we are invited, "In peace, let us pray to the Lord." We sing, "Lamb of God, grant us peace." We share the peace of Christ with one another before we share the meal. Peace is so much more than a world without conflict. Peace involves things like shelter, safety, food, well-being, wholeness. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't need to tell you about the injustices and the strifes that still exist in our world. We see it all around us. We see it as our government battles over the southern border. But while others leave behind basic necessities such as water for those who are fleeing terrible situations, we see it in our education system as certain schools with privilege, with resources, continue to excel, and those who don't have those things are left behind, while a brand new charter school built comes up right beside it, down the street. We see injustice and strife in our homeless brothers and sisters that continue to roam the streets without a home, without food. We see it as working poor continue to scrape whatever they can together just to provide a little bit of sustenance for their children. We see it in our city as racial divides continue to thrive despite desegregation and all these other things that we have claimed have defeated racism. Why is there a divide between the north and south side of 630? We see it in the LGBTQIA plus community as folks are continued to deny basic rights just because who they love. As states try to pass laws to continue to oppress them for no reason at all. Well, in fact, it's usually a Christian reason. Not my Bibles, brothers and sisters. We see it in ageism. We see it as older folks are discredited, left behind. We see it as young folks are dismissed because they just haven't experienced enough life. The point is, brothers and sisters, people are not being loved as God loves. And this denies how God sees all of humanity. This denies God's love for all people. God hears the cries of God's beloved children, and God responds. God responds through you and me. We too are to hear and respond in those same cries in the way of Christ any way that we can. And so what does the Lord require? To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. Justice is about fairness and equality. Kindness are acts of mercy and loyalty, of integrity. Walking humbly is set in contrast with the rapid strides of the powerful. To do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with God. Three things that must be intertwined and held together that we might begin to discover God-inspired love. These simple phrases, yet so hard to do. Because why is it that we hesitate to be kind to people we don't like? Why is it that we struggle to put justice before our own needs? Why is it we pause to serve if we know we won't be recognized or thanked for said service? And additionally, we know that this work that God calls us to most certainly isn't risk-free. The work isn't easy, and it most certainly isn't popular, even amongst Christian circles, the very thing God calls us to. But it is important work, and it's work God promises to be with us in. This is the good news, brothers and sisters. This is the gift of striving for justice and peace. That this is God's work, and work God remains with us until the end of eternity. Striving for justice and peace is realized as a gift of discipleship when we discover this love for the neighbor. And once realized, we can no longer turn a deaf ear. We cannot remain silent, nor can we be apathetic to the cries of those around us. Consumed by God-inspired love, we are compelled by the Spirit in courage, in wisdom, and compassion to face injustice with truth and love through word and deed, beyond what we thought to be even humanly possible. The Apostle Paul writes in the book of Romans, chapter 12, beginning with verse 9, "Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor, do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Justice means to act, to treat fairly, and to appreciate properly. It involves not only our own personal behavior, but how people are treated in society. Peace means to be complete, to be made whole. It involves life-giving relationships with God, with others, and with the creation God has entrusted to us. Things that make us complete, make us whole. Living together in the society God intended for humankind includes having the basic necessities of life. Enough to eat, clean water to drink, a place to live, basic health care and education, safety and freedom to be an active participant in that society. It not only includes individual actions, but policies that protect the weak and society from being harmed by the strong. Our voices, our hands, our feet proclaim God's fullness of love and grace on behalf of those who cannot. Proverbs 3. Speak out for those who cannot speak for the rights of all the destitute. Speak out. Judge righteously. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. To speak out is to advocate, brothers and sisters. The act of pleading for, supporting, or leading change for others. Especially those without the basic necessities of life. Advocacy not only addresses the needs directly through assistance, but also challenges those systems and public officials who create the policies and laws that ignore or further suppress those without power and privilege. Martin Luther King Jr. wrote, "Every step toward the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle. The tireless exertions and passionate concern of dedicated individuals." No, brothers and sisters, the work is not easy. In fact, it is much more tempting to ignore or even flee from. But yet, it's the work entrusted to us. May we strive for justice and peace in all the world for the sake of the neighbor, regardless of what it might cost us. And Isaiah, the prophet, pleads, "Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow." Justice, peace, and love are intertwined in God's reality for all of humankind. For there can be no peace without justice. There can be no justice without peace. There can be no peace and justice without love. For justice and peace are born from love. We are to seek justice and peace as God calls for it. That is, to love one another. Amen.